10 years ago today, four New York City police officers shot Amadou Diallo 41 times, hitting him 19 times and killing him. Diallo, a 22-year-old immigrant from West Africa, was unarmed. The officers, all charged with second-degree murder, were eventually acquitted. But one of the many questions people asked at the time was, if Amadou Diallo were an unarmed white man, would he have been shot? Assistant professor of psychology at the University of Chicago, Joshua Correll, took it one step further and set up an unusual study to try and answer the questions. Some of his findings have been published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, and he joins us now from Chicago. Welcome, professor.
Thanks so much for having me.
Part of your research includes video game simulations. Can you explain?
We have a very simple video game. It's more like a slideshow where a series of backgrounds appears on the screen, and then at unexpected points in time, a person appears, and this person can either be black or white and is either armed or unarmed. And the player's task is basically the same as in any, they're called first-person shooter games, but in any arcade game, the task is just to, shoot the bad guys, and we actually force them to say, don't shoot for the good guys. But so they make one of those two responses, and we can look at how quickly they make their responses, and we can look at when they slip up, when they make mistakes.
And so you're measuring racial bias, and you compared that, average members of the Denver community, to how police officers responded to this very same exercise, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, and when we look at most people, this includes members of the community who haven't been trained in firearms. It includes a whole lot of college undergraduates. What we see is a pretty pronounced pattern of racial bias. And the way we look at that, well, we can look at it in two ways. The first thing that we look at is how quickly people make their responses. And if you look at how quickly a participant can shoot, make the correct decision to shoot a black armed target, they shoot the black armed target more quickly than they shoot the white armed target.
And what happened with the police officers? Did you get the same result?
Well, on that measure, we actually did. So police officers, just like everybody else, were faster to shoot the armed targets who were black than white. But the kind of interesting part came when we looked at the second way that we can look at racial bias in this task. When we look at the mistakes that people make, there was a difference between the officers and everybody else. So basically everybody else that we've pretty much ever tested on this tends to shoot more black targets. So it's not just that they're shooting more quickly, it's that when an unarmed target appears, they're more likely to shoot that unarmed target if the target is black rather than white.
And that was the same result for both the average members of the community and the police officers you tested?
No. That one differed. So police officers were quicker to shoot the armed black target, but they were no more likely to shoot an unarmed black target than they were to shoot an unarmed... They were no more likely to shoot an unarmed black target than they were to shoot an unarmed white target. So we could see that some evidence that they were paying attention to race. It wasn't that race didn't matter to them, because we can see it in their reaction times, but they were not using race when they kind of came to their final decision. Do I shoot? Do I not shoot? It might slow me down, but the police officers weren't using race in that final decision, which was really the first time we had seen that kind of a pattern.
This is Alvin. Do you think the police officers were most sensitive because of their training, as opposed to the public who were still reacting out of a gut emotion?
We think that this has a lot to do with training. We think that for a couple of reasons. One, we can train people in our laboratory, so we can bring people in and we can just give them practice with the shoot don't shoot task, and they start out looking like everybody else, and then they move, and they start looking more and more like police officers, and they're still showing bias in their reaction times, but they stop showing bias in the errors that they make. We can also look at police recruits as they enter the academy. And as they enter the academy, they're incredibly fast, they're incredibly good at the task, but they're still showing racial bias. When, a few years later, after they've been on the streets for a while, they're not showing bias. And we think it's, in the real world, we think it's probably a combination of training that they receive at the firearms range and at the, you know, the police use a bunch of simulators to put officers through their paces, these kind of video interactive simulators. We think that training matters, and we think that probably time on the job matters too, just the kind of experience of constantly watching people's hands, basically, on the job.
And so your research continues in exploring some of those differences in experience and also injecting some issues like whether the police officer overworked or sleep-deprived.
Exactly. So I think that these studies raise a couple of questions. We know from the Department of Justice's own statistics that black people per capita are much more likely to be shot than white people.
I was just going to ask that next question.
So, it's a good question, and in a sense, it is the Amadou Diallo question, and it's an incredibly important one. So, if these police officers are looking so good, you know, how is that happening? And there are a bunch of possible explanations, and I can't claim to tell you that I know the answer to that, but I'm sorry.
And that's where your research will come in. Joshua Correll, we thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Joshua Correll is an assistant professor in psychology at the University of Chicago, and he was looking, he continues to look and research at the issues of race when it comes to police shootings.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.